Ocean Beauty Seafoods closes its Excursion Inlet plant for the rest of the year, and the Skagway Assembly holds a public meeting with representatives from White Pass to discuss plans for the port. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The Skagway Assembly held a workshop with representatives from White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad last week. They came together to discuss immediate needs for Skagway's port. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
The railroad is a major tourist attraction and player in Skagway's port. It got new owners and a new president earlier this summer. The municipality has heard calls from residents for more engagement with the new leadership. And at a recent assembly meeting, the group voted to set up a public meeting with White Pass representatives. On Friday night, Mayor Monica Carlson identified critical goals for Skagway's waterfront and asked the railroad's new president, Bob Berto, whether they will be accomplished. She pointed to cleanup of contamination of the ore basin.
It's probably one of the number one things that the community wants is the harbor cleaned. So can you assure the community that that will be done?
Well, I think I stated that already, that we're prepared to go to the meeting on the 5th and we're prepared to work with DEC and in whatever plan they come up with, and we're going to move forward with that.
Berto said the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation is planning to hold a stakeholder meeting about the ore basin contamination on September 5th. Carlson also identified building a floating dock at the ore dock as an immediate need. That infrastructure is needed to accommodate larger cruise ships.
And then as far as the floating dock and the ore dock, you're preparing to have that installed by what year?
Well, we're preparing to start the permitting process so that we get the ball rolling. We're committed to sit down with you guys and discuss it. But I don't think we can wait for whatever process is going on and not get it permitted.
Port Commission Chair Tom Cochran added retention of industrial port capabilities to the list of immediate needs. He said increasing port revenue also needs to be a priority moving forward.
The municipality has shouldered the burden of massive increased demand on its services and infrastructure, the direct result of the cruise industry. Port revenue, meanwhile, has been stagnant and insufficient, probably at best, for what the municipality receives.
White Pass's Berto said since the sale earlier this summer, the railroad has been working on several different things. Berto said a lot of work has been done on the hillside near the railroad dock that is prone to rock slides. And he said White Pass has initiated a safety audit.
Our number one goal in all of this is safety, not only for our employees, but for passengers as well.
Berto said the company is working on getting permitting to install dolphins at the end of the railroad dock to accommodate larger ships next year. And he said the company has started to engage engineers for permitting work to install the floating dock.
The one we haven't tackled yet is housing. We think housing is a very important issue. I know there's been some work done previous to that. We just haven't had time in the first month here to get to that, but that's certainly one that's going to be on our table.
Prioritizing remediation of the ore basin was reiterated by several assembly members, including Orion Hansen. Hansen said that's one of a number of things he'd like to see in an agreement between the two groups if one were to be developed. He added the municipality having a port authority that retains ultimate control of the port, and a fair and equal opportunity for all cruise ships to come to Skagway. He said he'd also like to see uplands revert back to the municipality in 2023 and a roll-on, roll-off floating dock with industrial highway capacity.
Lastly, I think having White Pass operate and manage the port. There's been discussion of the municipality doing that. I do not think that's a good idea. I think this group here has done an excellent job and will continue to do an excellent job.
Earlier this month, the assembly initiated an appraisal of the Tidelands area currently leased by White Pass. They also decided to draft a request for information for the municipal Tidelands area. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
Ocean Beauty Seafoods closed its fish processing plant in Excursion Inlet last week. The cannery will remain closed for the rest of the season. The last day of operations came about a month earlier than usual. Ocean Beauty has recently focused its efforts on freezing Southeast Alaskan fish rather than canning them. Due to a lack of freezing facilities, the company's Petersburg cannery ceased operations last summer. That resulted in Excursion Inlet taking on more processing. around 26 million pounds of fish in 2017. This year, Ocean Beauty expanded its freezing capacity at the Excursion Inlet plant while closing its canning operation in Petersburg altogether. Although Excursion Inlet was ready to freeze more fish this summer, there simply weren't enough salmon to keep the plant running all season. Mike Forbush is the Senior Alaska Operations Manager for Ocean Beauty.
The volumes of fish weren't there for us to maintain the operation. It was a very disappointing season. The pink run never developed really anywhere, and the chums were also down in most of the areas across the southeast area.
Forbush says that the Excursion Inlet plant will not be processing any more fish this summer. However, Ocean Beauty is still buying fish in southeast Alaska. The company has worked out a deal with a processor in Petersburg so that it can keep its tenders running.
We had an opportunity to have custom processing done at Icicle here in Petersburg, which is a little bit more central located between the southern districts and the northern districts. So it allowed us to, you know, have better tender service and get the fish processed sooner from bringing the fish up in districts 1 and 2. We're still buying with our own tenders, both gillnet and seine fish. We're just having them custom processed so we can do it a little bit more efficiently.
Forbush says that this year's numbers won't affect plans for Excursion Inlet operations next season.
No, it really shouldn't change anything. We made some huge improvements to the plant this year, increased our freezing capacity quite a bit. And we're going to go after it again next year. Don't have any change of plans. We're expecting a much bigger season, so we'll gear up accordingly.
Ocean Beauty has been an important source of revenue for the Haynesboro. Last year, the plant brought in over $300,000 in raw fish taxes. According to a report from the borough manager to the assembly on August 21st, this year's early closure is expected to dramatically impact the borough's raw fish tax revenue. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.